Incarnation as an antisocial personality. Karma. This soul has incarnated in today's world as the antisocial personality described above. On descent into form, he carried the karma of one lifetime of genital mutilation of children by circumcision and two lifetimes of genocide. His soul's wish, on descent into form, was to kill less people than he had in his most recent prior lifetime. In this lifetime, his soul feels happy that he has killed no more than 2,000. Catastrophic childhood wounding to do with a father. The soul wounding he experienced in this lifetime, of his father mutilating his genitals, may have expressed the soul's intent to make up for the circumcision of children in the lifetime as the prophet Elijah. Or it may have to do with a desire he expressed to his guardian angels, just before incarnating, to avoid perpetrating the rapes that occurred in the Nazi lifetime. However, it has backfired, and is expressing as sadomasochistic sexual scenarios. Catastrophic childhood wounding to do with a mother. The second instance of soul wounding in this lifetime, the loss of his mother because of a fire set by him in his early youth, and the need to eat his mother's flesh to sate his hunger after she had been burned up, may express the overbalancing of the divine masculine that occurred in the prior three incarnations detailed above. Cannibalization of the mother might also be viewed as distortion of the natural instinct to suckle a mother's milk. In a sense, the current incarnation represents the death of the mother, the nearly complete loss of the divine feminine energy, which might express itself, through subconscious symbolism that is acted out in the physical world, as sincere advocation of euthanizing elderly people, especially elderly women, without their permission. Advocation of abortion, whether physically or psychically induced. Sacrifice of the lives of women, involving ritual cannibalism, such as eating the still throbbing heart. Making money off of any of the above, this would have to do with the notion that death of the mother will provide something to eat, sustenance, or by extension, the notions of financial advantage and abundance. Lifestyle. He is a recluse, does not indulge in the social media, and limits his circle of communication to his Neo-Hindu group, which he leads through mind control. His communications are mostly not personally conveyed, but conveyed through an intermediary, on both the physical and the astral planes.